Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Sometimes you just want to stay anonymous like Joe Gacy's Druids. With NordVPN.com/Fightful, not only do you get the fastest VPN in the world that works on all your devices, phone, tablet, desktop, PC, router, TV, but you get that online threat protection. Block online trackers, block hackers, block annoying pop-up ads, and change your virtual location with just one click. Maybe you want to appear like you're in Lithuania, even though you're in the States or the UK. Well, there you go. Lithuania it is. With NordVPN.com/Fightful, get a great deal, 30-day money-back guarantee, and an additional month free with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Again, the fastest VPN in the world. It is such a versatile service, which is massively important. Get access to tons of content that you couldn't otherwise with NordVPN.com/Fightful. And enjoy our talk with Joe Gacy. We talk about viral clips. We talk about NXT in your house. We talk about Druids. We talk about Bray Wyatt. Enjoy. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful here with a name you know. You're going to see him at NXT in your house on June 4th. A huge match. We got Joe Gacy. Joe, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Man, this is like a lot of my wrestling fandom coming full circle, because you were one of the first big viral clips that I ever saw. And I know you know the clip I'm talking about.
Possibly.
Yeah, the most illegal move in wrestling.
And yeah, that was something.
I saw the Ken Johnson like clip about that, and that was so fascinating to me. And I think like a lot of people are seeing your versatility in the ring. How important is that to show people sort of what you're capable of from a broad spectrum, from entertainment to in-ring?
I guess I never really thought about it, to be honest. I've always just done what I've thought would be good or thought I wanted to do. And I guess I left, you know, a body of work that everyone is seeing. And sometimes people bring things up that I even forgot about, like, as funny as it is, that video I haven't thought about in a little while. I just tend to do things that I think would be good or fun.
I'm so confused by that clip, because I looked at it and I was like, he's danced before a lot. There's no way he hasn't. Did you grow up dancing or something?
So funny story. In high school, kind of picked up break dancing a little bit.
It's incredible.
Oddly, I was a heavyset kid, so I don't know why or how I decided to do it. It just kind of happened, and I was known as the guy that would dance at, you know, high school dances. So it kind of just took a life of its own from there.
So, I mean, I am not exactly a break dancing connoisseur here or anything, but I would imagine you got mat burn on your forehead.
As you can see, I have hair now, and previously I had long hair, at that moment, I had a shaved head, so it was a lot easier to be able to slide on my head. I could not do that now. There's no way I'd be able to pull that off.
Like, I've seen that, and I'm like, man, I've gotten mat burn, like, just on my elbows, like, taking bumps and stuff. And you slid across the ring, and I was like, there's no way that's pleasant. Like, maybe you're sweaty or something, and it helps.
I honestly don't even know how I did it. I think it was almost a last-minute decision also. So it just kind of happened.
It was a fantastic one. We mentioned NXT In Your House, June 4th. I had to ask you about that clip. It's one of the greatest clips in wrestling ever. And we got this show on Peacock. There's been this intense feud between yourself and Bron Breakker. But I want to get into the lighter side of it. You've got the Druids. I think we grew up in, like, a great era of henchmen. Like, foot soldiers, putties from Power Rangers. Who would your dream henchman be?
I mean, my Bulk dream and
Skull.
Henchman,
Bulk and Skull as well. They were good.
I wouldn't use the word druid, but I think I have my preferred or perfect henchman currently. I don't think I would change that, honestly. I think I have my guys.
But who are they? I mean, like,
it's a good question.
Are there more? I mean, you can. No, nobody.
I mean, there were so many. I have so many. You don't really know, I guess.
You sometimes in life you just got to find people that are good with your kidnapping plots. And that's the mark of true friendship, I think. So I mean, obviously, I'm sure you've seen it. There have been a lot of comparisons between your current character and that of Bray Wyatt. Did you draw any inspiration from that, or is this completely something else for you? Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For me, it's completely something else. I would say that it's what I'm doing is it's always been there for me. I just have never had a platform like this to display it. I tried to go about it one way before I came to WWE, and very quickly you have to kind of introduce yourself and explain yourself while also having matches, you know, in other areas. But coming to WWE weekly, you have the opportunity to introduce yourself a little bit at a time every Tuesday night. So for me, it's always been there and it's always been in here. So I guess it's just kind of coming out slowly.
You mentioned every Tuesday night. NXT also announced recently they're going on the road again. And
absolutely.
I don't think that you had been there since they went on the road. I think you came along after that. I mean,
yeah, this would be my first time going back on the road.
So you've only performed, I believe, in Orlando for NXT as of now, correct?
In ring, yes. I did go to Dallas for NXT Stand and Deliver. I was a part of the show through video, but traveling to Dallas and being a part of WrestleMania weekend was insane. I think that was, you know, being here at NXT and WWE is big, but for that to be my first traveling weekend with WWE really made me realize, like, oh yeah, this is where I am.
you see how gigantic the operation is there, even from a media perspective. Yeah. Like, we've got 10, 15 wrestlers in a room and everybody's going over to everybody. You see how, like, grand everything is. And that's one little aspect of it too. Yeah. So I'm glad to hear you guys are going back on the road. But since you've been there, there have been, like, monumental changes. And it seems like it's worked out pretty well for you, the transition to NXT 2.0, which it's great because you would have been one of those people that fit in either iteration of NXT. How did you feel as you saw this change unfolding?
Honestly, very excited. I know NXT 2.0 was very new and some people were a little unsure about it at first, but I like to think me being sort of one of the faces of it now, me and a lot of the other guys here now and girls, we took on a challenge, and I honestly think things are great. I think the new NXT is very intriguing, and we still have the same passion that the same people that used to be here have. So in my opinion, we're taking that torch, so to speak, and carrying it on into the next era of NXT.
And I'm always fascinated to see how the Performance Center experience is for somebody like you who had this wealth of experience before you even got there. Like, is there anybody particular that, like, you're working with or maybe even learning from that has opened your eyes to sort of new things?
Yeah, 100%. I have to say, one of my coaches, Terry Taylor, he flipped my brain a little bit. I came in to WWE having one mindset, and working with him, and I mean, all the coaches here, coaches like Fit Finley and Norman Smiley, have all kind of added a little recipe into my brain. But working with Terry Taylor, I think, really is what started making things kind of click for me personally. So that kind of made me look at things in a new perspective, which kind of built the Joe Gacy you see today.
So NXT TakeOver, June 4th, you can watch it on Peacock. What, besides the match that you're competing in, are you most excited for on that show?
I mean, is it a cop-out to say the whole show?
it's a good-looking show.
No, I'm very excited. The tag title match is going to be huge. I mean, you got the women's title match is going to be huge. I'm very interested to see Tony D'Angelo and Santos settle their score. So I think top to bottom is just going to be one heck of a show. To date, I mean, you know, besides Stand and Deliver, I think this is going to be one of the essential NXT 2.0 shows. And I'm excited to see the whole thing.
NXT in your house, June 4th. I know you got an interview with Denise Salcedo next, and I make sure that she gets her time. I'm a great friend. I just want to make that clear. Joe Gacy, thank you so much. Hope I get to talk to you again.
Thank you very much. I had a great time.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.